Didn't everything, like when you said you opened the door and all the smoke came out, did dirt build up?
No. Sometimes a certain door and a certain way the wind's coming. If you open a door, maybe it blew right in the fireplace and blow the smoke.
So you never had a particular name for the dirt that comes from fires?
Well, ashes.
Yeah.
It's ashes, possibly.
Some people say soot.
Yeah, it's soot. But it's a soot, too. Now, ashes and soot's a different thing. Soot is this black smoke that forms up in your chimney. And then when it blows, some soot might blow out in your house, yes, when you open the door. But, and then when the wood burns down, it burns down to ashes. But that soot is made from the smoke that comes from the fire.
Oh, I thought they were the same thing.
Mm, not the same thing.
If you had a two-story house, how would you get from the first story to the second story? This is a really hard question.
I'd go up the stairway, I guess.
Yeah.
If they're not an elevator. You fly.
What would you call the boards? Like you were saying your old house is made of wood. Did the boards, did they go over one another?
That's called weatherboarding.
Oh, it is?
Weatherboarding. They put it over like that. Keep the weather from beating rain. If you leave it like that, you may leave a little crack in it. If you lap it over, the weather can't get under.
Oh.
If you put it flat like this is, outside, the weather could go through.
Oh, did you have any, you said you had a well around where you lived. Did you have any other bodies of water, like a pond or anything?
No, I never have where I live, but we've had a creek that would run through the pasture when we'd go fishing.
What kind of fish?
Little silver side minnows, little catfish. Maybe catch one pretty good size sometime, not no big fish.
Did you eat it?
She and Al did a big fish.
Oh yeah? Where do you go fishing around here now?
Down here in Harris City, there's a lake we fish in some in the summer. And then we go down to their house and fish in a lake. But some of their friends have got a lake there near their house. And the biggest old cats, if you like to fish, I'd like to see you fishing.
What kind of boats?
We don't go out in boats. We just take our reel and rod and throw it out from the bank. Have you ever fished any?
Once.
Well, did you catch one?
No.
Oh, I'd like to tell you that lake when they were right and good.
You come out with catfish like this big.
You're kidding.
That's right.
Seven is enough to feed a multitude.
Wow.
And one time we caught 13 of them, us two.
And they were all like 2 feet?
And I had to dress them that night after we got home. And then we cooked a mess of them and eat them.
How do you cook your catfish?
We dress them. And wash them good, and just those big ones, you have to cut them up. Cut them this way, and up at the head, up towards the biggest part of them, you have to split them. And boy, you've got some big old pieces of good fish. And you get your grease hot. That's it, you cut them and wash them good, and salt them, and get your grease hot, and roll them in. I mix a little flour in with meal. Put them in a paper, put that meal in a paper sack, and drop a piece of fish down in there and shake it up and batter it and get it coated good with meal and put it over in that hot grease and fry it brown.
In Charleston, there's a place where you can go get catfish.